Good morning, sir. Here's your first cup of tea for the day, and I sent last week's reports to your email as the water was boiling, so those should be waiting in your inbox. Your calendar's updated. We had to shuffle some of the meetings around, so now you've got back-to-backs at 10 and 11, but your afternoon is free. Let's see, what else? This morning I got your flights upgraded to first class for your trip to Dublin next month, and I made a note on my calendar to come by and water your plants while you're gone. And I think that's everything. Is there anything else you need from me this morning, sir? Oh, my vacation was great, thank you. The resort had an incredible spa, so I got a really nice massage. And the beach is gorgeous this time of year. At one point, me and the girls got tipsy and built sandcastles. We had so much fun. I got a lot of rest and relaxation, and the time away was a wonderful reset, but I'm glad to be back. I missed you. I was thinking we could schedule one of our private meetings for 1 o'clock, since your afternoon's free, if you want to. Bet you missed more than just my incredible administrative skills while I was gone for the week. Yeah. Okay, well, let me put it on your calendar, sir. Hold on. Okay, it's booked. You getting hard for me already? My, my, we do have some lost time to make up for. Later, though. I'll be your greedy little secretary this afternoon. I still have a few loose ends to tie up this morning. How is the temporary worker, anyway? Cute. No, I meant, like, how'd she fare with keeping up with everything? I was pleasantly surprised there wasn't too much of a backlog this morning. Good enough to replace me. Good enough to replace me. Do you really think she'd be able to do all the things I do for you, sir? Screen your calls, make your coffee just right, sort your mail, take your cock while she's bent over your desk. No. You don't get to tell me you were just joking. There was a part of you that meant it. I've seen how you look at some of the other women around the office. Maybe you need a little reminder of just how good you've got it, right here. There. That's your last kiss. No, not forever. Just until you can show me that you deserve to have me back. Until then, you don't get to taste me, you don't get to touch me, and you sure as hell don't get to fuck me. Oh, I was looking forward to this afternoon too. Here, let me show you. Push your chair back. I'm gonna kick my heels off and sit up on your desk and show you how wet I was getting thinking about our little business meeting later. See? No panties, per your request when you texted me on Friday. You said you didn't want anything to slow us down today. That you wanted me ready to go at a moment's notice, like the eager little slut I am for you. And I obliged, like I always do for you. And look at you. You're ready to go, aren't you? Don't think I can't see that bulge in your pants. Bet you wish I was sitting in your lap, grinding my ass against you. Take your cock out for me. That's it. Unbuckle your belt and undo your zipper and get that gorgeous cock out where I can see it. Oh, there you are. So handsome. No, sweetheart, I'm not going to touch you. Not right now. Not today. Not while you're being reminded that I am irreplaceable. No, today you're going to touch yourself. So start teasing. You may have been joking, but I'm not. Go on. Light little touches, the way I trail my mouth over you as I kiss along your shaft and leave my lipstick all over your cock. There you go. And while you do, I want you to watch me fuck myself on your desk legs spread wide for you. Eyes on me, honey. You can look, but you can't touch. You can get some lube from our stash if you want to. Whatever you need to make yourself feel good, since you have to do it all by yourself today. Since apparently you don't need me. Start stroking. Slowly. I want you to wrap your fingers around your shaft and think about all the times I've taken your dick while taking dictation. Think about the way I warm your cock for you while I type up your emails. Flawlessly, I might add. Stroke yourself at the rhythm you like to fuck me from below as I sit on your lap with my skirt pushed up over my hips like a whore. Such a good girl for you. And a good secretary. That's it, honey. You look so good playing like that. Go ahead. You can keep stroking. Go on. Oh, you have to make this one quick, huh? It's an impromptu meeting, after all, and you've got somewhere to be in just a few minutes. So make yourself feel good, okay? Oh, attaboy. Are you enjoying the view, sir? You're getting to see how I fuck myself when I'm on my knees under your desk. How I have one hand between my legs while the other strokes your cock as I suck. You love watching me then, don't you? You like looking down to see my eyes gazing up at you as my head bobs up and down on your shaft like the greedy little slut you know I am for you. And only for you. Only ever for you. Think about the way I come for you, moaning with your cock shoved down my throat as you rock your hips to fuck my face. You think I make that sound for just anybody? You think you'd get that sound out of just anybody? Oh, little bit of pre-cum already. You missed me after all, didn't you, sweetheart? Oh, what a lovely little drip. Normally, I'd lick that right up for you, but... Somebody thought he was going to be funny this morning. So rub the drops in as they come. Make yourself slick and tease your cockhead for me. That's it. Slow little rubs right along the edge, just like I do with my tongue when I'm sucking your cock. Rub yourself right where it's sensitive. Right where you know I love to lick. Does that feel good? Do you think your new hire would do that for you? Would she let you tangle your fingers in her hair and push her head down into your lap to take every inch of you like I do? Stroke faster, baby. That's it. I want you to ache for me. I want you to beg to come. I want you to beg for me the way I beg for you, the way you make me beg, the way you make me say, please, please fuck me. When you have me bent over your desk, teasing your tip against my pussy to see how wet you've gotten me as you hold my hips in place so that I can't have you yet. Nice firm strokes. The way you pump your cock into me slowly and roughly as you hold a hand over my mouth to keep me from screaming so loud they hear us in accounting. Or think about the times your little secretaries come with you on work trips when we get to be as loud as we deserve to be. We book two rooms for the look of the thing, but you're in my bed every night. That's why you keep me around, isn't it? That I attend to your every need, every hour of the day. She couldn't do that for you, baby. And she wouldn't look like I do, even if she could. Oh, that got a little twitch out of you, didn't it, sweetheart? Does it feel good to stroke your cock while you think about what I look like when you watch me shower when we're back in the room each night? How I look naked in your hotel bed? When you get to use your tie to bind my wrists together, then watch my tits bounce as you fuck me and make me come on your cock over and over and over again? Or were you thinking about how I look moving over you when I tie you up and use every inch of my body to edge you for hours before I finally let you come at dawn? Oh, we do have a good time, don't we, honey? You can't give all that up, can you? You can't replace me. No. Tell me you're keeping me. Tell me I'm yours. And tell me you're mine. That's right. I want you to come for me. And when you do, I want you to make a complete mess of yourself. Because today, you don't have your darling whore to take the load. You don't get to come down my throat today. You don't get to feel me squeezing your cock for you as you pump me full. And you don't get to spank my ass and send me back to my desk with your cum running down my thighs the rest of the day. And I will not be getting on my knees to suck your cock clean. Got it? Good. I'm going to count you down, and then you're going to come for me, okay? Oh, baby, no, no, we're not starting from 10. No, 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 no. 15. Listen to you. 14. You need this so badly, don't you? 13. You need me so badly. 12. 11. Fuck. 10. 9. God, you sound so fucking good. 8. Oh, 7. Oh, it aches, doesn't it? Doesn't it, sweetheart? 6. 5. Not yet. 4. A little longer. 3. Mm-hmm. 2. 1. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Yes. Cover your fingers for me. That's it. Come for me. Yes. Well done. Oh, well done. That's it. Oh, you made such a pretty mess for me. It would have been so nice to be your little cream pie slut like I normally would, but now you have to figure out what to do so you don't get cum all over your keyboard. Come here. I'm teasing. We both know the wet wipes are in the bottom right drawer of your desk. And I picked up your dry cleaning this morning, so you do actually have some fresh clothes to change into. You know I'd never leave you hanging like that. I know. I know. I am the best slutty secretary you could have ever asked for. And don't you forget it. That was really fun. I liked getting to boss you around for a change. Okay. Get yourself cleaned up for your 10 o'clock meeting. And then I'll see you at 1. Well, I haven't come yet, and I know you'll be ready to go again by then. I missed you, you silly, silly man. And I want you to make me absolutely yours.